Hello and welcome to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. This is Vincent, Mr. Speaker, welcoming you to this episode where we will be talking about why are you serving? Please check out the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. Tell your family, friends, and colleagues about it and listen to this podcast on the Apple platform. New podcasts posted weekly. Bishop Rudolph, how are you doing today, my brother, my friend in Christ?
I am doing awesome. I am doing fine. I am doing wonderfully fine. How about that?
Oh, that's you're going to make me say if you were doing any better, you need a twin. You're doing all right today.
I like that. I like that. God has been good to me, and I'm so excited to share with his people on today. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll go directly into the podcast for today, just a little bit from the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us to minister a word via this podcast. Now, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm excited about the word today because I want to ask everyone who is listening, why are you serving? That's the question. Why are you serving? And I'm going to ask another question in a minute, but I want us to go to the book of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 21 through 23. And you'll find these words recorded. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow. Whew. That is very, very deep, Mr. Speaker. And again, the question is, why are you serving? Are you serving to be seen? Are you serving because you want someone to compliment your service? Or are you really serving out of relationship? Sometimes people serve because they want to be accepted by others. They want people to validate them. But brothers and sisters, I'm not serving because I want to be seen. I am serving out of my relationship with God. Now, the thing about this scripture and what I like about it is that the things that people are doing, they're not bad. But the motive for which you do it can be bad. In other words, if you are feeding the hungry because you want people to see that you're feeding the hungry, as opposed to just doing the right thing, then your motive is not right. And in this particular passage of scripture, the Bible tells us that on that great day, and this is what I call the reckoning day, Mr. Speaker, that day when everything has been done. We've done everything that there is to do, and we're called to meet him in the air. And we are judged for the things that we have done here on this earth. The Bible tells us that there will be many on that day who will say, Father, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I healed the sick. I made sure that people were taken care of. And I did all of this in your name. There will be a lot of preachers on that day who will say, Father, I preached in your name. And I really got the attention of the people. And many people were saved through my ministry because I used your name. But God says in his word that I did not know you. Now, interestingly enough, I looked that word up, knew when he says that I didn't know you or didn't knew you, that I did not know you. That word knew comes from a Greek word, which means, now listen to this, I did not approve of you. That's interesting because it tells me that we can do a lot of things because of the gifts and the talents that we have in this life. And if you're gifted to preach, or if you're gifted to deal with people, then sometimes because of our gifts, we mistake that for really having a true calling of doing what God wants us to do. But God said, even though you had that gift, I did not approve of you. And I would submit to you that the reason why God doesn't approve of what we do in many instances is because of the motive by which we do it, or just the mere fact that our relationship with him was not correct. So how can you do something? How can you say that you love your brother if you don't love God? How can you say that you will do everything you can do for God, but you can't do it for your brother? How can you speak to God every day and you can't speak in English to your brother every day? It's something to think about. So are you serving out of just because you have a relationship with God, which I think most of us need to do? We need to have all of us need to have a relationship with God, and that's why we're serving him. Or are we serving because we just want to be accepted? It's something to think about, Mr. Speaker. Most what do you think?
It is something truly to think about. And when you look at everything that's going on in the world today and in service, I mean, we live in a society that always wants to be YouTube famous, on the social media. And that culture, in my opinion, is just crept into the church, and everybody wants to be seen. Well, I'm doing this. Well, I did that. And everybody's trying to outdo one another. But, my recollection is, he that wants to be great, just serve, and serve for the right reasons. Because I know some people get mad if you overlook them and you just, my name wasn't on the program. Well, does it really matter? If you were serving for God,
that's right. You're absolutely right. Why are we serving? And some people are serving because they want that attention. Some people are serving because they want people to validate them. But I'm serving out of my relationship to God. And because of my relationship, it flows into my worship. It flows into me serving. And I serve him because I love him. I don't serve him because I want attention. I serve him because I love him. And I want to challenge every person that's listening to me on today. If you are serving him because you want people, you want to be validated by other people, you're doing it for the wrong reason. Please serve God because you want to serve him in spirit and in truth. God bless you today. And I appreciate you all for listening to me on this particular podcast.
Thank you so very much for that teaching today, serving, for the right reasons. Please, Bishop, pray for us and take us out and help us all to say, Lord, remove self from this and let me be led by the Spirit so that I can worship you and serve people for the right reasons.
Well, brothers and sisters, we're bowing our heads in a word of prayer now. And as I pray, I want you to really, really understand the purpose by which you serve, not for recognition, but because of your relationship. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this podcast. Just a brief word to encourage people on this day as they're at work, or they might be out and about doing other things today. They might happen to be off and not at work, but they just need a word from you. God, I hope that this was a positive word. Now, Father, help us to serve because of our relationship, not to serve because we want to be recognized. Help us, God, at every level. And God, regardless of who we are, regardless of our station in life, help us to serve because of our relationship. Now, God, do it for me. Help me to see myself differently. Help me to see myself as a child of God. Help me, God, and help all of us to see ourselves as children of God, and that because of our relationship is the reason why we are so blessed in the first place. God, bless our going in. Bless our coming out. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Lord, you said your word, in your word, that your blessings would just come upon us and overtake us. And we ask that you would do that for us, God, because of our relationship, not because of recognition. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks to everyone who listened in today. Please share with your family, friends, and colleagues. Check out the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org, and the Apple platform is where you can hear all of the podcasts as well. Just want to say thanks once again, and you've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, always keeping you focused in the right direction.